See you later.
Hello, you. It's time once again to pour one out with the Pouring Old Man. My name is Russell, and this episode is the answer to life, the universe, and everything. It's episode 42 of the Pouring Old Man podcast. Thank you for joining us. It wouldn't be a podcast without a couple of hitchhikers on board pouring one out with me today. He was building a bypass or a house, but don't panic. He's mostly harmless. Think deep, because it's Warren Crawford.
What?
All right, cool.
So long, and thank you for all the fish.
Also along for the ride, he's the president of the galaxy.
Oh, fuck off.
He's a personality prototype and with a built-in improbability drive. It's Chris on Next Door.
Thanks, mate.
I was going to include in the winner of the worst best, the worst stress sentient being in the universe as well. But
you're
no.
Lucky I brought, what is it, Pan Galactic Gargle Blaster.
Oh, I love that. anyone that hasn't seen Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy will be very confused at the moment.
Is it a bad time to mention that I haven't seen it?
I can tell when you said the first one. And then when I sung the so long, thanks for all the fish, it didn't even click.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
Yep. So yes, welcome to the restaurant at the end of the universe. This is the Pouring Old Man podcast. Lads, how are you?
Yeah, good.
I know Warren's puzzled and
perplexed. What is fucking happening right now?
Pretty much, yeah.
But in all seriousness, you say you're not familiar with Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Well, I've heard of it.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And it's, I've heard of 42 in relation to it, but life, that is about it.
That's about it, yeah. Yeah, it goes deep. I'm surprised. I would say it'd be right up your alley.
Talk about my alley.
Well, there's a lot of room there, so we've got a lot of stuff up your alley. Probably a few spaceships up there. But no, it's that the dry, sarcastic British humour.
It's real good.
It's so good. And as well, like the source material is written, what, about 40 years ago?
It's
written a long time ago, and it's still relevant today. Yeah. Like, it's still talking about, you know, bureaucracy and running into red tape and, you know, trying to do things by the book and stuff, yeah. And like the movie, I love the movie. It's one of my probably top 5, top 10 movies.
The radio play's better.
Yeah,
but the movie, it was great.
Kids these days don't know what a radio play is.
Was that Orson Welles that did that radio play?
War of the Worlds. Yeah,
people like killing themselves and some shit.
Yeah. Whereas the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, it started off as a radio play, then Douglas Adams turned it into a book, and then it became, there's a TV series, and then they had the movie in the early 2000s. And then
they should reboot it, because like, the four to the trilogy. Is it?
It's a
four books to the trilogy.
Does they call it a trilogy of four?
Trilogy of four. Yeah. Because the second one is Cafe at the End of the Universe.
Restaurant at the End of the Universe. I forget what the third one is. The last one is So Long and Thanks for the Fish. I think the third one is called Life, the Universe and Everything.
It is.
But it's just hilarious books.
Yeah, they are good. They are good. So you're going to hear references to the dolphins. Yeah, fish. Mice even. You're just like, what the fuck?
Pretty much, yeah.
Keep stroking that beard, son.
I always think of it in the movie. Anyway, I can't remember the book that clearly. In the movie, they land on this planet which is run by bureaucrats.
Yeah.
So you're not allowed any free thinking or independent thought.
So England.
Yeah. And so any when you're out in the wild, anytime you have an independent thought or your own idea, this sort of large, like, you know, plastic spade comes out of the earth and slaps you in the face to stop you thinking. And so I was just thinking that there's almost like society at the moment, like, with the government, anytime someone has independent thoughts, someone comes around, slaps them and stops them. And
shut up. And lock your doors.
To be fair.
I just realised no one else watches Letterkenny here as well, so that makes no sense.
Awkward.
Oh, trust me, I think that's hilarious. I'll be waiting for 3 weeks for someone to say, to be fair.
This is going to be a fun episode. What I was going to say was, some of those independent thoughts should be slapped down.
Well, this is true. Anyway, speaking of tangents, who are we? We are the Pouring Old Man. Just a couple of old-timers hitchhiking through a galaxy of beers, not knowing where our tails are. Again, Warren's really confused. We release fresh episodes of the show Into the Wild every Tuesday morning on all your favourite podcast services. If you like what you hear, be sure to leave us a like, rating or review, and be sure to spread the word amongst your friends and even your enemies. I don't really care. On social media, you can find Pouring Old Man on Facebook and Instagram. Plus, be sure to join our brand new Facebook group where the Pouring Old Man community can share stories, news and reviews in a dickhead-free environment.
I like that.
Yeah. Plus, you can contribute to the show by sharing your views, reviews, and what you've been drinking, and we will tell the world on the Poor and Old Man podcast.
Yeah. Dickheads will be shot and pissed on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. We should have the wallpaper.
Plus, you can find all the Poor and Old Man hosts on Instagram at Poor and Old Russ, Poor and Old Wazza, Poor and Old Pity, and Chris at The Neighbour. Sorry, The _ Neighbour.
Very Shakespearean.
it's very regal.
The Neighbour.
But yeah. So, lads, what have you been drinking?
Ooh.
Nothing.
Well, thanks, folks.
That's all we got time for this week.
So I've only got two then.
Two, yes.
One was from Tinny's. This is probably on your list. The Choc Cherry Stout, which I was quite surprised with when I saw it on the shelf. I was like, I didn't expect Tinny's to come out with a stout for starters.
And they had it under a different, like, their old can design, I think, last year. And which I thought was weird back then. I'll be able to go back then. But yeah, I'd love to hear your thoughts on it.
It was, you know, it was $6 a can, and for $6 a can, I thought it was pretty good. Okay. Like, it's not like a, you know, the thing is, if you're comparing it against a $12 can or an $18 can, you're going to be disappointed. $6 a can for a flavoured stout, I think it was pretty good.
Yeah, 12 months ago I had it, and I thought it was pretty average. Chris gave me a can of it over the weekend, and it's actually improved. It seems different, and the cherry flavor's there. And as it sort of warmed up, the cherry became that dark, you know, that maraschino kind of cherry flavor started to come through. But it was pretty good. It's surprising. Again, it's like the hot cross bun beer. Why is Tinny's doing that?
They've got no right to be doing this.
Exactly right.
Stick to the fucking corporate program.
it's a Coles beer, so it's almost as if, you know, like Forex released a good beer or something. What?
I think there's probably more of a chance of Coles releasing.
Well, this is true, actually.
Forex.
That's true, too. But it's funny, because you mentioned the think tank that Coles have.
Yeah.
What a great thing, you know? Like, there's like a bunch of like... Dude,
so what do kids like these days? They like video games. Okay, they like video games. They like rap music too. Okay, let's do some rap. They like Tinder. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Can we incorporate TikTok?
Do the kids still like the rock and roll? I don't think they do like the rock and roll.
But there was an artist I heard on the radio the other day that those young people like. I think his name was M&M's or something. It was like a... candies.
Oh, you mean Skittles? Is that what you mean? Kids love those Skittles.
Oh, my God.
Moving on. The other one I had was Hodgepodge Brown Ale from Happy Valley.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Popped in the other day for a cheeky beer.
Yep.
And it was good.
More like a board meeting for the, you know, of you're there.
Pretty much. Shane's a champ. He pulled up a chair. He's like, oh, I'm just going to sit and have a chat to you guys for a while. Yeah, he just had a beer with us for a little while, which was nice. But
has he heard the rave reviews we gave his smoked beer?
Yes. Oh, cool. Yeah, I did fill him in.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. That was an impressive beer too. But I actually grabbed another 4-pack while I was there. Because it was good.
You dipped yourself into it.
Yeah.
I was wanting to do it the other day because I was over at Sapper Tavern at the bottle shop. But it was like a Thursday during the day, and so they don't open until, I think, 4 o'clock on the Thursday. So. Yeah.
What did you think of the Stafford Tavern, by the way?
Loved it.
How good is it?
It's there's the whole... We were raving about it for 15 minutes on last week's podcast, but I cut it out for time reasons.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really, really good range, amazing prices. Like I picked up one of my beers, so I'm going to talk about the Boss Level from Gouge Project. It was like $8 a can.
Yeah.
It was like, normally online, I know it's on specials, so I don't know whether they've had it for a while, but I don't care. Normally it's like 15, 16 bucks online. I walked out of there with like a dozen beers, and I think, Jesus, I was thinking, how am I going to explain this to the missus? And it cost me like $80.
Yeah.
So, yeah, can't go wrong.
Yeah, I know.
I just wish it wasn't so far away from me, but
the only thing I'd say about the Hodgepodge is I liked it, but I didn't really have a great frame of reference for it because I don't drink a lot of brown ales.
Mm.
Yeah, right.
And I know you've talked about Newcastle brown ale, but I actually went looking to see if I could find one.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know what a good brown ale, like just a run-of-the-mill Carlton draft equivalent.
It's probably hard. Like The only one that's memorable for me is probably Ballistics Imperial Brown. Mm. The rest of them are extremely similar. Like it's not a there's not a wide range or a wide gamut of flavors there. Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. So like,
but you got to do it good. If it's crap, it's crap.
Yeah.
You know it's good because it tastes like the others.
So I don't know because it's brown ales are like Scotch ales at the moment. Like everyone seems to be having a crack at them.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. In 12 months, we're going to get a bit more variety with types of brown ales and so that you know a bit more dialogue.
We'll see.
Yeah.
But that's all for me.
Cool.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, me. I actually just want to pay a bit of homage to last week's episode.
Okay.
Yeah, like the trilogy of fear.
All right. You haven't shut up about it.
No,
I wasn't even here and I know all about it.
No, it's like, just absolutely mind-blowing with the quality of that of those beers. And the other one, like, go back and listen to it. That's basically all I'm saying. Yeah, the one that you just spoke about there, the cherry.
In fact, listen to it twice, once on iTunes, once on Spotify, just to boost our numbers.
Yeah, on different devices.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Okay, yeah.
What you'll find is...
And if you've got friends in Estonia, get them to jump on it, because we've lost our ranking there.
So. We put different Easter eggs in different platforms, so you have to listen to each platform to pick it up.
That's dodgy. You might, if you hear that free gift voucher, make sure you do redeem it. the cherry choc stout from Tinny's. I came in with a different headset. I'm thinking, like, this is going to be stellar.
Mm.
But I think I've just... If I came in with something a bit more calmer, I probably would have been more surprised, if that makes sense. Like, it wasn't bad. It wasn't good. It was good. It wasn't great. That's probably the best way to put it. And that the cherry flavor you're looking for, you definitely had to warm up a bit more. Sort of to come out a bit more predominantly. But for the price, $15 a 4-pack I paid for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's fucking good.
Yeah.
Like, that's a great thing. So, yeah, go out. If you want the cheapie, make sure you give it a dig.
Also, going back to the episode we did last time out with the Brick Lane stuff, the thing that actually stood out with me was how good was that Sidewinder?
Yeah. Well,
for an episode, we had 2 12% beers and a 10.5% beer, yet still Sidewinder just didn't get forgotten in the conversation. It's a 1.1% ultra low alcohol beer.
Yeah.
And it had probably 4 times the flavour of that bloody Ballistic low carb beer.
Yeah.
It's quite phenomenal, right? It's it's not like a range of juicy sort of thing. It's just a very nice, full of flavour, ultra low alcohol beer.
And it
didn't taste watery. It held its own, which is amazing. Again, considering the other beers that were on offer on the day. So, one I just mentioned earlier as well, the Garage Project Boss Level Ultra IPA. This is a really, it's weird because it's such a massive flavour and massive hop hit, and you get all the pine and resin and stuff like that. But it's so easy drinking. Like it's got a video game reference on the can, and in video game terms is like you go into the final boss battle and this hulking beast of a boss, and then it's like one punch and die. Like it's this big threatening bear and it promises so much, and there's lots of there. It's just so easy drinking, and it's fantastic. Like, I'm saying this is always a good thing. I don't know if it's coming out that way, but really enjoyable, and absolutely. I'll have to try and find another $8 can of that down at Stafford Tavern. The other one I had, I was going to mention the Choc Cherry Stout. We already covered that one. I've got a couple of confessions to make, though. The other week I went to a wedding.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I went up to the free bar. And I looked in the fridge, and all that was on offer was VB Forest Gold for its dry. I was like, oh, God.
Okay, so hang on.
It's a big day.
Yeah.
This is like, what am I going to poison myself with? So, which one did you pick?
Well, initially, I went out to the lobby bar, and I paid, I think, $9.50 for a stubby of Stonewood. And then I paid $12 for a can of Newstead IPA, and I thought, I can't do that all night. And so I end up going the Forex Dry, just because it's so much like water, you're not really tasting much. So, yeah. Needless to say, I actually came home from the wedding completely sober. So
That's like the worst way to poison yourself.
Yeah.
Like, clearly, the obvious choices are VB, Forex, then Forex Dry.
No, so I'd go. That's the opposite order for me. I wouldn't touch the VB. In fact, I didn't. I had one Forex gold, and I thought, oh, I regret that.
I would have went with the ice water with a slice of lime.
There was a lot of water at the end, actually.
That'll get you fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My other dirty confession, I have to admit...
is this about OnlyFans coming back? Do you remember that? They abolished it.
Did they?
Yeah,
no shit.
Porn's back on the menu, boys.
I was going to say last week, it reeked off being a new Coke thing. Like, change the recipe of Coke. Everyone hates it, then they bring it back. Bring the old one back.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, they change OnlyFans, everyone hates it, and they've got marketing done. Yeah. Anyway.
Like, hey guys, how do we piss off our main customers?
went to get a haircut the other day, and it's the first time ever I've been offered a beer or get a haircut. This is a new thing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I only... go for places that give me a beer while I'm getting my hair cut now.
Yeah, it's a new thing. And they say, would you like a beer? I was like, oh, okay, what do you have? And they didn't answer the question. I was like, oh, okay, just a beer. And they handed me a Corona. I was like, okay.
Mm.
But I actually enjoyed it. I enjoyed the Corona. No fruit, give me a haircut. And I don't know. It was
it's an experience, right?
It was, I think, it's the circumstances around it, I think, made it good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, folks, that's all we've got time for today. And thanks for coming, Russell.
So this is my final episode. One more I want to mention, actually, is not actually a beer I drank. It's someone reached out on social media. A couple of weeks ago, Beervana in New Zealand happened just before they got shut down for COVID lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Some really spectacular beers going on. And we had someone reach out on our, I think, Instagram messages. John Carmen, a.k.a. Surly Carmenator on Instagram, reached out and shared a highlight of his. So he had from Derelict Brewing. I didn't actually look at where they're from. The beer was called Some Kind of Monster. Inspired by heavy metal rock band Metallica, it was a double pastry stout, double mashed with 3-hour boil, brewed with maple syrup, coconut, chocolate fudge, bourbon vanilla, and Ethiopian and Colombian whole bean coffee. Nothing else matters.
That sounds
ridiculously good. And yeah, he's saying that was his favourite beer of all, Bivana. But I thought that sounded bloody amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to drink anything else?
Exactly.
Mm.
And we also had a message from Abdu Ben Hubia 3 with a link for live sex shows. I'll be sure to check that out later as well. So yeah.
And don't forget the promotion guys on.
promoted on DJ Records or whatever.
So there's two things that I'd like to mention.
Go on then.
I got from a secret inside source a bit of upcoming knowledge about a beer that's being released from Felons.
Ooh.
In a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Is a yuzu sour.
Ah, okay.
Mm. Okay, what's a yuzu?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yuzu is a type of citrus. It's a Japanese thing. I think it's similar.
Hang on. I just had deja vu there. Did we talk about this?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it
came, did you already say this?
No.
It came up in the conversation off air the other week. Garage Project were doing a yuzu sour mix with a raspberry, like pulpy alcohol thing.
Yeah.
And you asked me what's a yuzu. And so.
There we go.
And so I think it's almost like either a lemon or a lime. And it's, it's a super citrusy kind of thing.
Yeah.
Garage Project use it a lot. Like, they've got. Their own like yuzu sour and stuff, and they've just done the Pernicious Weed IPA. They've just done a yuzu version of that as well. And the Beervana, they did a beer which was the yuzu sour, and they had this almost like a raspberry beer smoothie which they put at the bottom. So you had this like this golden sour beer on top with like this bright red like slurpy stuff down the bottom. There's one beer. It's a two layer beer.
Sounds like a beer cocktail.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So there you go.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on the Felons.
Mm. All right, time now for show and tell. This is where each of us bring a beer to the table and share it with the class. And as we've been doing lately, tell a story along the way as well. Today's story, since it's this episode's coming out on the last day of winter, so it's a focus on dark beers. Yeah, to see off the dark beer weather. Before we get that, Inglourious Bear Snacks are upon us. Chris, what have you produced today?
Well, today, because I knew it was going to be a dark theme, and something that's really underrated that a lot of people don't do is chocolate with beer,
mm-hmm.
especially with dark beers. And so I've got salted caramel profiteroles.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, as well as...
Homemade, are they?
Yeah. Choux pastry, made it, used my French skills.
I love it when you talk dirty.
No.
I gotta say, what probably got me into drinking dark beers in the first place was we had this tasting thing with Chuck Hahn, with James Squire. Came along to the Regatta Hotel and go through different beers and did like a satay chicken stick with an IPA and stuff like that. And the last one was slice of quite moist chocolate cake paired with the James Squire Porter. And that was a really holy shit moment that this works, and it sort of like set me in the path of loving dark beers and exploring it more and more.
Well, I've always loved cake, so.
Yeah. Beer and cake, was it ever not going to work for me? Mm. Anyway, so the beer I got today for our So Long Dark Beers episode is from Duncan's Brewery in New Zealand. This is Toasty Marshmallow Imperial Pastry Stout.
Oh, that's interesting, eh?
So it's coming in at 10.8% ABV.
Give me a big afternoon. To be honest, I can't wait for the darkness to leave.
I miss winter already, honestly.
Oh, no.
I was getting concerned the other night because it's starting to get a bit warm around the place around Brisbane. I thought, oh man, there you go, it's winter. Then we'll come back into the cold nights again.
Yes. I tell you what, with the amount of heavy dark beers that I've had recently, I almost need a sleep apnea device. Hold on, just because the amount of snoring that I'm doing recently. That's fine.
Yep. All right.
Russ, what's your top five?
Yeah, so as we're going to do show and tell, we'll also go through what our sort of top five dark beers of the season have been thus far. And so, since it's my beer, my round, I'll quickly delve into mine. Or do you want to do tasty notes first?
No.
All right. Got to get the right list I've got on my old computer
here.
Stories
are better than the beers.
I mean, if anyone's listened to the last two episodes, you could probably name my number one for me. But I'm start down the bottom. So I've got a tie for fifth. It's my sneaky way of having six on my top five.
Of course you are.
The two I couldn't choose between was Snug by Garage Project, which was just a really nice... I could go back to that again and again and again. Just enjoy it every time. Also, one we had on the show, the Imperial Stout from Fallon's, which was right way back when. That was an absolute cracker.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Which one was it?
The Fallon's Imperial Stout.
Ah, yes.
Was it Russian?
No, just Imperial Stout. Yeah, that was an absolute cracker. And again, it was that long ago, probably like 2 months ago, 3 months ago. It kind of forgotten. I was going through my old photos.
That was the one they only made 3,000 litres of.
Yeah.
I reckon by the end of this, I'm going to have 15 beers that I actually really enjoyed instead of five.
Well, you got five.
In the middle, I had a couple of Kiwi beers that I had. I had the Castle's Milk Stout from New Zealand, which was one I had over in New Zealand when I was there. That's just a fantastic milk stout. Just big flavours. It wasn't, I don't think it was that boozy, but it's full on, lovely sort of chocolatey flavours, smooth, easy drinking, cracking beer, absolutely astonishing beer. And the other one, New Zealand one, was the Baltic Porter from Sawmill Brewing. And that, I could just drink that all night. I could get a few bottles of that and just away those all night. They're just such a wonderful flavours. And that was the one that sort of delved into almost like Black Forest, ghetto kind of flavours. And the raisins and the cherries and the dark chocolate coming through. And just exceptional beer. Mm-hmm. But top two, one I mentioned last week, the Moonlight Pretzels from Working Title Brewery.
Wow, number two.
No, that is just phenomenal. Honestly, it's more... So many times breweries will put like something like pretzel on the label or donut on the label, and it's just their excuse to making a pastry stout that doesn't actually taste like it.
Yeah.
This is not the case.
Yeah.
And I think because they had the salted caramel and the salt from the salted caramel with the breadiness of the pretzel made it taste like a salty pretzel in there, and it had the sweetness of the caramel, and it's just fantastically made, honestly. Number one, and probably my favourite beer of the year so far, Respite. From Ether Brewing.
I haven't tried it yet.
I was hoping he was going to bring it today, so you could.
I nearly did.
It's fucking so good.
It's an amazing beer. I've still got them at the back of my fridge at the moment, hidden away. And every now and then I'll say, oh yeah, I got them. And I'll sit away and sip away and fall in love again with it. It's just a beautiful beer.
Mm. So you look at like where you started, James Squire Porter.
Yeah.
Respite by Ether.
Mm-hmm.
What an epic
journey. And that's not to say I still quite like James Squire Porter. It's a good if I was at the wedding the other day, I would have drunk that all night.
Definitely.
I probably would have drunk cactus juice as well, but
been there before.
Anyway, let's go on to that's the beers of the past. Let's talk about the beers in front of us right now.
I can't get the marshmallow though.
No, and this is why we sort of opted for this beer first. The marshmallow is not a strong flavour. It's not a distinct flavour. In fact, like my memory, you know, if you think of eating marshmallows, it's kind of more of a textural thing rather than a flavour. So,
I actually don't like the smell. It's very bitter.
It's very bitter stout. So.
Actually, kind of reminds me of a Scotch ale. The smell.
Yeah, I know where you get with that.
Mm. Yeah, it's the bases are very harsh stout. Like, it's that very bitter, roasty, toasty kind of stout.
Yeah, there's
that,
component.
And there's this little like you know tiptoe of like you know the raspberry from a raspberry marshmallow at the start, but then it probably just fades away because the roastiness is too much there.
Mm. Not getting that buttery sort of thickness from the pastry side of it, either.
Oh yeah, no, and again, I was just hunting for that marshmallow. It's there, but it's so subtle. Again,
yeah. Would you call it a pastry stout?
I don't think I would.
Yeah.
It's almost like they've put in the lactose in it to give it that creaminess.
Yeah,
but not enough.
No.
And see, okay, referring back to the work entitled Moonlight Pretzels, like their base stout, it wasn't a harsh flavour. It was a very smooth, very sweet.
Yeah, but
pastry.
Transitions.
Yeah. Yeah, and but of course it was a full-on pastry stout, so it had that sweetness there. And if that raspberry marshmallow flavour was on top of that one, it probably worked. But of course it's, yeah, like I said, it's a very bitter, roasted sort of malty flavour there. It's kind of hiding the sweetness.
Mm. This is tough, because we've had some absolutely, like, stellar cans, like your stouts and dark beers.
Yes, it's stellar.
No,
I thought I was drinking bad beer last week.
All right, let's take that word back. We've had some outstanding quality beers. By the look of this can, though, and the can art and off the shelves, you'd think this would be in the high echelon of tastings. It just looks like a premium product. Like, what did you pay for this, Russ? Just roughly.
$11 from Stafford Valley.
Oh, yeah, per unit.
It's not bad.
That's for the size. Yeah. You know what I mean? Around that $10 or $12 to $9 mark, so...
How would you compare that to the Sea Legs?
This is the thing. When I was going through just trying to work out my top five beers, top five dark beers, I had forgotten about the Sea Legs one. Yeah, and the same thing's going to happen with this one. In about 6 weeks' time, when drinking other beers, I'm going to forget I've ever had it.
Yeah. You know? I think this has a more prominent marshmallow flavour about it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
See, the Mellow Out Bro.
That's the German version.
Mellow Out Bro. No, that's the worst German accent I've ever done in my life. Jesus.
He sounded like Borat.
Yeah, no, that's not even that. No.
Can you imagine Russ World War II getting sent over undercover?
Yeah.
Dead.
Bang. Put on a spot gun to work, since then. No. That had... had like a boysenberry sort of streak to it, didn't it? It had a bit of what?
It did.
Yeah, like the tartness. Mm. So, yeah, the marshmallow was non-existent. That was more dark beer with a raspberry flavouring. This one doesn't have that the ribbon of raspberry, you know, quite deliberate. It's not what they've done. And so they're trying to get that marshmallow flavour. Well, it's there. It's just not strong enough to be much of a feature.
I disagree.
It's not bad, though.
Initial flavor profile, initial mouth feel of it is totally marshmallow.
Yeah.
I think it disappears quickly.
Yeah.
I can't get it, eh? The marshmallow.
Did you have some of the jalapeno dip?
No.
There you go. I don't know how I feel about it. I kind of like it, but I kind of don't.
Yeah, this is one, again, it suffers from being 10.8%. If this was if this was like a milk stout at about 5 or 6%, and then they put the marshmallow flavour, and the marshmallow would stand up on its own a bit more and have the chocolateness from the milk stout a bit more. Whereas, of course, they've chucked it into a pastry stout that's nearly 11%.
Mm.
It's you need a strong flavour to stand up.
Yeah.
I got it at that time. It was a bit warmer.
Mm.
Mm. It's coming out now.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hang around.
No.
Exactly right.
Hello! See you later!
Which is probably why it's annoying, because the first the marshmallow tastes there, and okay, I want that. Mm. But then it's just gone. Yeah. And,
thoughts?
It's good, but in terms of the list of beers I had on my top six, this isn't close.
No.
The beers I had last week, which were the Brick Lane ones, they were close in the top five as well. Just not close to them as well. Mm. I'll give a six.
Mm.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I reckon that's pretty fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was tossing up between a six and a seven.
Yeah.
I liked it. I'd drink it again.
Yeah, I'd drink it
just, again. You're right. It's just not memorable. It's not something you're like, you're going to go and hunt out again.
Yeah.
Right.
So
There's so much more that you'd
I know, and by the end of the year, when you come to, you know, doing our, you know, next year's Golden Oldies Awards and thinking of the best beers, I'll still be able to tell you the description of Respite from Ether.
Yeah.
And what it tastes like to me. Whereas this, again, I'll think, oh, how was that one?
Yeah.
I'll have to go back and listen to Pour It On My Podcast, episode 42, on all your favourite podcast services, to go back and listen to it, and just to remember what I thought of it. So.
Hopefully we're sponsored by Arnott's or something. But...
Chris?
Yeah, I'm the same, mate. I'm actually going to give it a 6. It's not bad. It got better when it warmed up, definitely. But just, there's a lot better pastry stouts for starters out there.
Yeah,
and we've had such an abundance over the last few weeks.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be hard to, like, you know, be that candle in the wind.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good pastry stout. Snug from Garage Bros. Great. No, just kidding.
It's fucking started, and it's not a pastry stout.
This stout is better than Snug.
Are you an idiot?
Yes.
You get a slapping. Actually, try some chocolate with it.
Yeah.
Just after you've done it.
Like, yeah.
It'll blow you away.
Yeah. Actually, I'll tell you a quick funny story. This is an interaction I had with Chris the other night. I keep seeing all this stuff, you know, Guaylo Beer. Mm. Have you heard of them?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. For some reason, I had in my head that they were based in Western Australia. And so they
pretty sure they are.
And then I was going through, and I thought, wonder what, how I can get some online and see what it is, because I kept seeing like the cream brulee beer they've got at the moment and stuff. And went to the website and saw they had this mix pack. And, oh, it's a mix pack, $589. And I was like, Jesus Christ. And like, you got 8 beers of the sherbet beer, and you got 8 beers of the cream brulee beer, and 8 beers of something else. I was like, this is insane. And I looked at what's the other cans worth. And I was going through, and like, the Session IPA was like $19 a can. It was like $3.55 more can. I thought, how is that $19? And the cases were like $389 and $4. And I was messaging Chris, saying, mate, have you seen this brewery? Their prices are insane. Look at that. And then I sort of was looking through, and then I realized I was on the Hong Kong website for Guaylo. I was looking at Hong Kong dollars.
It was funny. Sally was sort of looking over my shoulder going, hey, you texted. And I said, oh, Russell's. If there's money getting typed around, my missus is like, just fucking look at her. Anyway, all she would have seen was $589 over my shoulder on the couch. What's going on? You know? So I'm talking to Russell. What are you buying? And he goes, oh, some beer in Western Australia. $589. No, we're not buying it. Well, what are you even talking about?
Well, it turns out the cases are, you know, normal pricing about, you know, $90 or whatever for 16 or 24, whatever. So, yeah. And that'll be on my mind all day, because I was at, like, you know, work having a brain break.
I mean, how the fuck can they afford to operate? That's what I thought.
Jeez, they've got an ultra premium. But the one that got me was, you know, the Session IPA being like, you know, $19 a can. Like, get the fuck out of here.
So obviously what happened here was you still had the VPN on from looking up kinky shit.
We're trying to track down your that's
page. That's routed through Estonia, that's fine.
Good stuff.
All right, so kicking along to round two of show and tell, Chris, what have you brought to the table?
Well, I've got one of my top fives, because I'm pretty sure it was as I tried this yet.
No.
The Bad Shepherd Brewing Co. Peanut Butter Porter.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. mate, it's pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah. Available again at all Coles outlets, I think.
Yep.
$2 for $18.
I've seen it at First Choice. And the cherry ripe one.
I was going to bring that one, but I knew you hadn't tried this yet, so I thought I'd bring it in. Even though me and Russell have.
Yep.
So it's going to be a bit biased, but we know it's pretty good.
I was gutted. They actually brought out a peanut butter and jam version. But it was their fastest selling beer ever, and it just disappeared.
Yeah.
So
I'm a big fan of Bad Shepherd at the moment. This is the second lot of their beers that I've tried, and I just love how accessibly available now.
Yeah, and it's a smart thing because they're from South Australia, and there's probably a lot of people that, you know, frown upon people putting bears in first choice or whatever, I guess. But the fact is, they're South Australia. They need help distributing.
Honestly,
yeah.
Who gives a
fuck? Yeah, exactly.
When you're looking at all the zeros in your fucking bank balance, yeah. Do you care what people
think? How do we get this bear from South Australia to the rest of the country? And our first choice was like, we'll do it. So, okay, cool. Yeah, let's do it.
I love what these big corps are doing, like getting in. Like our local first choice is just exploding.
Yeah,
like with craft beer, like there's nearly a whole.
And I've said it many times. Not only is the products on the shelf changing, but the knowledge of the staff is changing.
Oh yeah,
because they're getting people that like craft beer as well.
Even the dude that told me this, he goes, "Have you tried this?" And I said, "Yeah, man, I'm like their fucking biggest advocate."
Yeah,
what are you talking about. Like, fuck, the only thing I don't have is their shirt.
Got any?
Yeah. Feel free to send it to us.
Yeah.
All right, guys,
crack it open. Indulge us with your top five as well.
Yeah.
Is there a story around your first dark beer?
Yes, there is. Yeah, cool. But I'll quickly whip out my top five, very similar to Russell's, in order. Number five, I'm actually going to go Milk and Six Sugars.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
It was tasty. Sweet. It was like a strong iced coffee.
That sounds good.
It is fucking really good. Yeah, that's my number five. I think we ran along about it before on the show. Yeah, number four, Snug. Irish Nitro Stout.
Yeah.
It is the definition in the textbook of a stout.
I still reckon that this peanut butter one is going to be a better Irish Nitro Stout.
I'm going to fucking roll you in there, I swear.
Now, is it a stout or a porter?
This is a porter.
You sure?
Oh, don't get me started.
It's like a porter. Not a peanut butter porter. Foster. Okay, cool.
It's a porter. You made me think that. Oh, man. Anyway, I do apologise to you, mate. Whoever I sprawled over nothing. Oh, shit. Yeah. Well, that's it. That was number four, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Snug. Number three, the Brouhaha Milk Stout.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Again, textbook, I feel, is the textbook of a milk stout. Really easy drinking, really, really enjoyable.
Yep.
Number two, this was a toss-up, but it's going to be the Baba Yaga.
Yeah.
Mm.
From last week.
Yeah.
Like, before then, it wasn't... I had it all mapped out, but then I had to re-sort of shuffle what I really wanted to like. It was interesting. The Baba Yaga was...
There's the Russian Imperial Stout. Yep.
And I think that sort of adds to my pilgrimage to finding the perfect beer. Like, if that style of beer was going to be it, that's going to be it. And I really think the Baba Yaga from Brick Lane is the Russian Imperial Stout benchmark.
God, I hope they bring out one next year called the John Wick.
That's what it was all inspired by.
Das Vidanya.
And here we go. Number one. I think we know where this is going to be. The Respite from Ether. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. I haven't had a dud from Ether yet. Yeah.
No. Yes. The sour.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Ironbark Apricot. Yeah. But sours are not beers.
The other one was that honey. The one with the flour and chocolate company.
The nitro beast thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
wasn't a fan of that. But then I've got a feeling it's probably more what they're trying to achieve. I was not a fan of. I think the beast thing flavor they're trying to get. They're probably nailed, but I just didn't like it. So this is about the only one I didn't like. And that's personal preference, really.
Yeah, to be honest, that was a bit of a on the fence
one. On the flip side, the other one, the Red Valor they released was pretty damn good. So.
Yeah.
I'm staggered to see that's still available.
Hmm.
Like Star Liquor's still got them on the shelves there. So.
Well, I had Ether's Porter was actually my five until I had the Baba Yaga. Then it chibbied up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Event Horizon.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like that's so easy to drink, so good. Like you could just demolish them and just keep going. Yeah. But anyway, that's my top five. Cool.
Yep.
First time I had a beer. Oh, you want to have a quick whiff? What do you think?
I mean,
smell that peanut butter.
It's chocolate and peanut butter.
Yep.
Do you like peanut butter?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. I like Russ, like you're a peanut butter fiend where you like spear it on your nipples.
Hey, that's private information, my friend. I told you not to tell anyone.
I've seen you over the
not
fence.
On my nipples. There's a fun trick if you've got a dog.
Oh, dude! Stop! Stop! No! Oh, God. Too far, man. No, too far.
What are you guys thinking? My dog's got a Kong. You put peanut butter in it and he loves it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you put your dick away.
Yeah. That made the final cut. it smells pretty good. Anyway, my first dark beer. I was working at this Mexican restaurant and probably just turned 18 or maybe just below 19. And every Tuesday, they used to have a week and eat chili. We used to go in there, like, we were pretty broke. It was $8 all you can eat or something, or $6 all you can eat or something like that. And it used to be a competition who could eat the most chili bowls. And you get that, you get about three and you're done. Anyway.
Shit liquid for the next 5 days.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, actually. It wasn't too bad. Anyway, the thing was, you had to eat it the quickest, and whoever lost had to do a 100-meter dash.
Oh, yeah. If you've eaten that much food as well.
If someone's, like, smashing it, you know what I mean? And well, anyway, this it was a fucking stupid idea, but we were young. So we're about three bowls deep, and I was...
Say three bowls deep?
Three
bowls. Eyeballs as well, wasn't it? Yeah.
Fuck you, Zay. Anyway, I did the run, and I came back and ran up the end of the street where all the ritzy, fancy bars and restaurants are. Come back, and I spear my ring out in the fucking garden at the front. Yeah, boss was laughing. He goes, you know, I saw you out. Try one of these. I'm like, right, eh? What is it? It was a Negra Modelo.
Oh, yeah, okay. Damn. Yep.
I don't know what that is.
Just basically a dark ale. Okay. A dark Mexican ale.
Mm.
Yeah. It was tasty.
Mm.
Yeah. My repertoire of beers, like, it used to blow me away because we're in this Mexican. They had this, like, international range where everyone was like, oh, my God. Look at the international beers. They've got Coronas and Stellas and Becks. You know, like, yeah. Everything back then. Oh, I think we had Labatt's Blue and Moosehead, and a couple of American ones. You know, there were some interesting ones. And then Negra Modelo was a dark one. But yeah, I tried it and, man.
Nice.
That was my first dark beer.
All right, so Bad Shepherd Peanut Butter Porter. It's always a toss-up between this one and Ether's Creature of the Night, which I prefer. It's so close between them, honestly.
I think Petey summed up that Creature of the Night last week. It's not peanut buttery enough.
Ether's one or this one?
Ether's one.
Really?
That's what he said. He said he found it more chocolatey.
Yeah.
But I find this more peanut buttery, but the Creature of the Night, I thought was still fairly predominantly peanut buttery.
I think the opposite.
Mm.
Oh, really?
Totally.
Wow.
I think, and I'll give you my thoughts initially. So,
yeah.
Ether's is massively peanut butter, but very dry flavor.
Yeah. I'll be it then.
Mm.
Whereas this one, it's a bit more subtle. It's still very prominent with the peanut butter, but it's got a bit of, like, creaminess that comes through as well.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of the distinction for me.
Mm.
This one's more of a dessert beer, where that one's very, dry.
Yeah, it's very, like, very roasted peanut.
Yeah, corner. It's like a peanut brittle almost versus like a Snickers bar sort of thing.
Hmm. I like that description.
Hmm.
That's a lot of thought. You sure you haven't tried this before?
No, I haven't.
Pretty fucking quick to come together with that. But it's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, they're both really good. No, it's I find it hard to differentiate, you know, which is my favorite.
Yeah.
No, this one.
No, this is.
I think it's
this give me vibes of Whittaker's peanut slab.
Yeah,
like, biting one end with the peanut flavor coming through and the chocolate end. Mm. Again, the Ether one does as well. I've got to stop talking about Ether.
Yeah. Fuck you, Ether.
We're joking. We love you.
Shirt.
I think this one is an easier drinking peanut butter porter versus the Ether.
That could be why I enjoy it too. I'm a very practical human.
I've heard that about you.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's cracker.
Yeah.
It's great.
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah, I love it. And
I'm glad I got to share it with you. Mm. Yeah, like I said, me and Russell tried before and we've banged on this drum now for probably about a month or so.
I mean, it's got peanut butter and everyone knows I'm an utter peanut butter nutter. So,
yeah. Good way to put it. Yeah, I'm a massive fan. I don't know. I'll put your money where your mouth is. What do you score it?
I reckon... I reckon that's a 9. It's a cracker.
Chris?
9.
Yeah, I'll give it a 9.
Yeah.
So far we had Duncan's that had the number of the devil, 666, and the Bad Shepherd that's had
999.
Reverse, 999.
Yeah.
I hate this fucking subliminal messaging. Where's this 999?
We just scored.
There's a score.
Fuck me. I'm thinking, what's going on here, man? I'm freaking out.
Chris is playing the catch-up.
All right, let's move on. Bear number three. All right, tearing on through to bear number three, Chantel. Warren, what have you got for us?
This has been a favourite of mine for a couple of years now.
Mm.
Incredibly hard to get, and maybe it's just because it's playing hard to get that I like it so much. But it's the Full Mongrel from Fox Hat Brewing.
Let's just relish that name for a
bit. Yeah. There's so much going on there. Like from Fox Hat Brewing, you know where that comes from, right?
No.
Where the fox hat?
Keep going.
So, like...
Instead of where the fuck's that?
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. That's, I'm sitting there thinking like you know, the firkin. I'm down in the nether regions, mate. Not on top.
You mean a merkin?
Merkin. Yeah. No, merkin, isn't it just a fake pubic fucking thing?
Yeah, that's merkin. What it is. It's a pubic.
What's the furry flap that the Scottish people wear over their fucking
kilt? Sporran.
Sporran, yeah. Is that what it is? Yeah. Oh, right.
I love that you've merged the words merkin and sporran into firkin.
It's just about he's not Scottish. He'd turn up in like full Scottish kilt regalia and just start putting on his merkin. Like everyone else has like the little pouch and he's got this, you know, fake pubic wig in front of him.
I would do that.
Hey, what are you doing, lad? Hey, what are you doing? I've got my merkin. Hey, it's a fucking sporran. That's not how you make merkin.
I tell you what, there's some sporrans that look like merkins.
I'm going to pass out. Oh, shit. Oh, can't believe.
Moving on. So the Full Mongrel is the older, uglier brother of the Fat Mongrel.
Yep.
And I love going Full Mongrel. Oh, here you go. This is Fat Mongrel's older, inappropriate uncle. Bigger bodied, more bitter, with extra mongrel. It's a Russian Imperial Stout, 10%, and I think it's a cracker.
Yeah.
It's a good APV for a Russian, I think.
Yeah.
10.
Yeah.
You can get carried away with them, but 10 is just that easy.
Yeah. Well, if it was 9, then it would be German. It would be 9.
Reminds me
of his girlfriend.
Reminds me of a joke. Did I tell you that my boss and I had hallway sex the other day?
Here we go. No.
We walked past each other and said, "Fuck you."
Oh shit. Oh, what was your
I'm joking, I love my boss.
Does he listen?
I don't know. He knows about it.
Yeah, right.
Far too busy, probably.
Yeah.
There's a little bit more.
Go Russ.
Yeah.
When was the first time you had the dark beer? Was
well.
And tell us, once you did go black, did you go back?
No, I have not yet gone back.
Yeah.
Stuck with the Wesley Snipes, eh?
I just went full darkness. I don't know why this happened, but I distinctly remember the experience. So, a mate of mine. And I decided that I think St. Paddy's Day was coming up. Oh. So we were going to go out on St. Paddy's Day, but we needed to do a bit of preparation first.
Yeah.
So we went down to the bottle shop and picked up some cans of Guinness.
Mm.
Great way to experience it.
Right. Yeah. And this is the first dark beer experience, right?
Yeah.
So we went, we're going to drink Irish beer. This is going to be great. This is like, I'm talking uni days. So living in a share house down in Box Hill in Victoria. I don't know why, but we were around at the garage for some reason. Sounds a bit sus, but we cracked these Guinness, right? Poured it. They're like, oh, it's a nitro. You've got to, you know, turn it upside down and pour it into the can and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, This is weird. Yeah. I just want to drink this. Why can't I drink it out of the can? Like, this is strange.
Fuck me.
Yeah. Anyway, so we poured it out. We're going, oh, this is, Irish beer, great, yeah. Had a sip and went, holy fuck, what is this? This is horrendous.
It's like burnt shit.
It's like someone's taking a shit in my mouth. There's so much shit in that shit.
Were we 18, 19?
Probably, 1920, I think.
Yeah, right.
So that was a bad experience.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And I think then the next time, kind of for some reason, I don't think I tried another dark beer for another
for a while.
Yeah, right. And then again, we went out on St. Paddy's Day, and I just went. I had enough. Well, no, I hated Kilkenny. I actually like it more now than I did back then.
Yeah, wow.
But for some reason, I think they were cheap or something. We're still uni days, and we've gone, oh, we're going to get blitzed, right? Let's just hook in. So we started just smashing Guinness, and I hated every single beer. Just
chewed it down.
Yeah. And then for some reason, after that day, I loved Guinness.
Mm.
It just stuck. I hated the experience all the way through, and then went, actually, I like this now.
So you pretty much gave yourself Stockholm Syndrome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, you got to do what you got to do, mate. You know,
we're here now. Look.
Yeah. Look how far you've come.
I know.
Yeah.
And that was the last time I bought a Guinness in a can.
Oh.
Flat out refuse to do it now.
I don't think I've... I couldn't count how many times on my hand that I've bought a can of Guinness.
Is that because you can't count, or is this...
Yeah, they're about that too. Oh, very clean. I like that.
That swings some flavour around, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. It just comes charging through with a big bag of flavour. Here it comes. Here's your stout. Who after the stout? Yeah.
Big dick swinger.
Yeah.
It's the fucking name in a can.
It's...
Ooh.
While you guys are just enjoying it, I might go through my top five.
Indulge us.
So, in no particular order, I've got Descent 21 from Bentspoke.
Mm.
That was a cracking
RIS.
I really enjoyed that one. I still have one can in the fridge.
Yep.
Thank goodness. After that, I've got the... And I don't know if this is necessarily a dark beer. Yeah, I'm going to call it a dark beer.
Yeah, fair enough.
The Velour Fog from... I really enjoyed that. For something different, and a lot of the beers that I picked just stood out, not necessarily because they're the best in their class, but because they were unique.
Yeah, that's right. And that one definitely did something different and something very well.
It made me feel funny in special areas.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny, like, because it's in dark beers, obviously. Dark beers obviously get dominated with big heavy in your face flavors, and that was a very subtle, very just a nice experience.
So that was a cracker.
Mm.
From Little Creatures.
Yep.
Their espresso martini.
Oh, I forgot about that one. Oh my god.
I did too, actually.
Oh god. I have regrets over my top five, but that's all right. I'll leave it as is.
It must have been that memorable if you can't remember it.
I'm
taking that back.
I was just that blind.
We were pretty steaming by that point.
But it was tasty as fuck.
Yeah, that was really good. Yeah.
The next was Old Greg from Black Hawks.
Oh, I forgot about that one too.
That's what happens when I refer to all my photos. I forgot about the whole Gabs thing.
You're cheating, was it?
this is from memory, not
really.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't drink enough there then.
All right. No, I did.
I suppose you're the first one to go.
Yeah.
Not that I was counting or anything.
Yep. Anyway.
I just snuggle with you in the back of a bloody Uber on the way home. God damn.
Oh, that, mate, could have been worse.
The dark beers have hit. and last but not least was the Maple Coffee Reserve from Bacchus.
Yeah.
That was really good too.
Mm.
Yeah.
I remember that one. It was about 7 or 8 though.
It's really hard. I reckon I've had probably close to 30 or 40 different stouts this season.
Yeah, it's been full on. It's just such the variety and the different approaches. And it's just such a wild thing now that, stouts used to be, just a couple of darkies and that's about it. Whereas now it's,
It's really progressed though.
Mm.
Yeah, like, I think, what was it? 6 weeks ago? Probably 8 weeks ago, maybe? And I said, it really sucks the lack of dark beers that were on the market to where we are now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now there's nothing but dark
beers. Yeah. I think it's coming in because I went to two shops today and the darkness is thinned.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's definitely the end of it. But I think Green Beacon brought out last week a pastry stout.
Hmm, really?
I'm like, fuck, you missed the jump on that then. Yeah, yeah. Like,
yeah.
You're way too late. Like, there'll be shelves of that shit going to be sitting around. Yeah. Probably eat my words next week. They'll be like, fuck, that's all it.
Biggest selling beer ever. Oh, crap.
Damn it.
Well, breweries like Bacchus make dark beers all year round.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
But and a lot of them.
He'll start rolling out some wicked sours and shit.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Fox at Full Mongrel. What are your thoughts?
It's pretty good.
This is interesting, trying it after a couple of different stouts.
Mm.
That can often be the differentiator.
Yeah.
Because you tried the Baba Yaga head-to-head to that, which is the exact same style.
Yeah.
The Baba Yaga, I reckon, is thicker and richer.
Mm.
Yeah.
But this is good, but the Baba Yaga was better.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, yeah, I think, because the Baba Yaga was barrel-aged as well. Which is unfair. Yeah, yeah. This is not barrel-aged, I'm guessing. Yeah.
No.
And so, yeah, because it was barrel-aged, it's bourbon barrel-aged. I had that spirit bourbon-y kind of burniness to it as well.
Which was
thicker. So, yeah, that's the difference between the two. That's really good, though. It's definitely...
It is really good.
And bear in mind... On the other side of things, I picked up a 4-pack of this for $20.
Yes.
Versus $18 a can for the barrier.
Yeah, exactly right.
That's great value.
On top of that, this is a core range beer.
Correct. Mm. Where'd you get it from?
Superfire.
Oh, right.
Superfire. Remember,
this is the online one.
Mm. You do find it. There is bottle shops around Brisbane that stock it, I think. Three lambs or something like that.
So the same overarching company as Vale Brewing, and like they pop up randomly around the place. It's not huge though.
But yeah, this is just like, as I said, for me, this has been just a cracking beer for a number of years, and I just always love grabbing some.
Yeah,
it's never going to be a world beater,
no.
But it's also a solid contender continuously.
Yeah.
That deserves an 8.
Yeah. This is a very agreeable episode. I'll get a pretty solid, well earned 8 out of 10. Mm-hmm. That one, it's really nice, solid, thoroughly enjoyable.
Look, I think I'm an 8 too.
Yeah.
Not because there's anything wrong with it, but
it's everything
I think,
right about it.
Absolutely. It does everything really, really well. And for me, 8 out of 10 is a cracking score.
It's a fucking great score.
Nice.
All right, so looking ahead, new brews coming near you. Anything on the horizon for you lads?
Yeah, I'm actually curious to see our friend in WA's sour cherry porter.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
Yeah.
I reckon it's going to be fucking hard to make.
And I know we talk about it a lot, and he always gets my attention with just bold combinations of flavours.
Yeah,
like he does some really interesting things over there, and it's just a shame that he's all the way over on the West Coast and not easily accessible over here, unfortunately. But
if anybody has a cooler, like a Waco cooler in their car, and they're travelling from WA to Brisbane, and they're prepared to bring some to us.
Actually, there's a truck driver that comes into work in there, and then I'll see if he's going over to WA at some point. I'll give him the address.
That is fucking
funny. He'll swing around. He only drinks for his goals, so he's not going to drink it along the way, so it's fine.
Yeah, can you pull up this brewery and see a friend, Brucha Libra? Yeah. And sorry for you. Yeah, he was a bit upset at the fact that my profile picture is not me looking over the fence.
I think we need to almost stage you as like Wilson from Home Improvement.
Fuck no. That's Russell. That is fucking Russell.
You can't reach over the fence.
Yeah.
And as I say, there's a retaining wall. There's about 4 foot of a retaining wall under the fence.
If I jumped that fence, I'd break both legs and be in a wheelchair. You know what I mean? That's a fucking fair drop from the retaining wall.
Got nothing.
No
new brews.
All right. I've got a couple that I want to have a wee looky at. Again, increasingly, there seems to be a lot of like Scotch ales coming around at the moment. It seems to be like the
they're listening to us.
The beer type du jour at the moment, and the ones that caught my eye. So I just tripped
shit
over
yourself.
No, I just hit the cables to make sure everything's
connected.
Is a dog under there?
No, it's in the room.
Like, why you kick my dog and call him fuck off?
So Revel Brewing just released a Scotch Ale. So that looks intriguing.
You've got to get that.
Yeah, got to get that. And the other one, Council Culture. So Stunted Woods spin-off. They're doing a salted chalk Scotch ale. That's a new release. So.
The thing here for spring.
Yeah. So those two come out.
I don't know how would that work?
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm really curious.
This is like sweet and savoury almost.
Yeah, but then with the saltiness to bring that sweetness back, I suppose. So
it would work. Like that's how your palate really blows up. You think of the Holy Trinity, where, you know, capsicum, onion, garlic. Anyway, don't worry.
Another one that caught my eye that kind of made some headlines early in the week. Nomad Brewing teamed up with Daryl Lee Chocolates, and they're bringing up a dark choc and licorice stout. So it's based on the old chocolate bullets, you know, the chocolate licorice bullets.
Actually, right there, fucking 6 weeks ago.
I did see that one, and last time I mentioned Nomad, you shit canned me, so I wasn't going to say anything about it.
Yeah, well, I was just about to shit can them anyway. The only thing that's got me worried about that is the fact that they teamed up with Nomad.
Yeah.
Who generally struggles to put decent flavour in beer anyway, so.
Could be worse. Could be Moondog.
Well, that's true.
I wonder if those two work together. Do you know what I'd love
Maybe
to see?
Maybe they're the same people.
Exactly. You know what I'd love to see? A Nomad and Moondog collaboration.
You could call it like a shit lager. Triple X silver.
Dog shit.
dog shit.
Another one I wanted to mention as well, Hop Nation. Just because this is like heading onto a theme I always like touch on sometimes. Releasing a salt bush and oyster stout.
Well, that's risky.
Yeah. Which, you know, oyster stout. I haven't had an oyster stout, but, you know, apparently they're quite good, I guess. But I also love the fact they're using, like, saltbush. Like, I always go on about...
With the oyster part, though, they're actually fermenting the oysters in it.
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing with it, but, you know, oyster stout is a genuine thing that goes around a fair bit. And, yeah, the fact that apparently it's saltbush, always going on, you know, using, like, you know, native Australian ingredients and flavours is, you know, something that's not done often enough in beers. So you'd be interested to see how that goes.
That's the reason why.
Was that Hope?
Yeah, Hop Nation.
Hop Nation.
Right. Yeah. And the last one, there's not really... It's something that I'm seeing more and more. Little Creatures just announced they are phasing out their West Coast IPA from the core range. So their Clear IPA is no more, which again, it's just a simple, no-nonsense IPA. It's fine, it's good. But of course, they're replacing it with a hazy IPA.
Ah, fuck me. What was it clapping for then?
Yeah. And it's just stop replacing all your beers with hazies, because in... 12 months, 18 months' time, you're going to be phasing them back to something. It's probably Scotch ales at this rate.
No, salts.
Obviously, we saw Bolter doing that the other week, getting rid of the strong pale ale, replaced it with hazy. I'm sure there's more coming as well. So
That's fucked, eh? Who was it? Yeah, because Bolter got rid of obviously the strong ale for the hazy.
Yeah,
they've done this for the hazy. So who's the next one?
It's got to be someone owned by one of the big breweries, because the other one's looking at the numbers, obviously. So you got the likes of 4 points.
Bolter.
Is it Kashi?
No, Bolter's already done it.
No, I know, but they're going to get more hazy.
Yeah,
more,
they get rid of the stronger. Yeah, because they've got the easy hazy, and then they've got the
easy hazy and the hazy.
Yeah. What about Kashi?
Akasha? Nah.
Have they got a hazy on the market?
Yes.
Have they?
They have their... I'm pretty sure they do.
Freaking James Squire. I'm surprised they don't have a hazy.
That's going to be coming. That's a good show. There'll be a James Squire hazy coming soon. That'll be the next Hop Thief. James Squire Hop Thief hazy IPA.
Yeah.
Can you imagine it? Mm. It'd be like translucent. It'll look like lemon fucking cordial.
Does 4 Pints have a hazy at the moment?
Not yet.
There you go. So 4 Pints, they'll have a hazy coming out soon. They'll probably get rid of their Kolsch.
I reckon it's such an underrated beer style.
The Kolsch, absolutely.
Yeah,
But then it's underrated, but then it's also underbought. So
that's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all right for us to go on about how much we love them, but that just don't sell.
Because we're such influencers in the beer.
Hey, we brought back the Scotch ales all by ourselves.
Well,
you know,
I think we did with the NZ episode. The world heard us.
Yeah, which is different, because normally when I like something, it goes away from the market.
That's like you were talking about weddings before.
Yeah.
Can you start liking hazies?
Yeah, I'm trying, mate. I'm trying.
You know, that's really shit. I'm about to go and boil a shit tin of hazies for next week, just for something different. You like them because it's getting warmer.
Yeah. I don't hate hazies.
I'm just overseeing it.
Yeah,
yeah. The problem I have with them is they're all the same.
Yeah.
And which is no distinction.
Again, so, you know, throw more love over to Bricklane. Like we had the Avalanche Hazy from them last week, and that was something different
because it was crisp.
Yeah, it was like sounds stupid. It's like a hazy West Coast.
Yeah.
I had like the West Coast flavorings of, you know, that pine kind of flavor, but it was a hazy and, you know, it worked. Mm. Like at least that was something different, not just.
It wasn't thick and dank.
Yeah, yeah.
That was good. Speaking of, you were talking about weddings earlier.
Yes.
And just to, not to take it over, but anyone,
you're going to anyway.
Yeah, anyone that's getting married, don't invite me because I don't have a good track record. Every wedding I've been to, they've gotten divorced. I'm just saying, all right, guys. So
fair enough.
Future reference. Yeah.
I don't feel so bad about not inviting them to our wedding. So,
yeah. Mate, you're lucky. You'll go strong. You'll make it to the end.
Maybe I should have invited you.
We just spent thousands of dollars on a dog.
Yeah. Two dogs, technically, yeah.
Two dogs.
Yeah, be wary of a man with a love of peanut butter and several dogs.
Fuck.
Time for us to retreat to a restaurant at the end of the universe. I've been Russ.
I'm Chris.
I'm Wazza.
So long, and thanks for the fish.
So long.
Thank you all the fish. I've been singing that all morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So long, and thanks for all the fish.